Good morning. Temperatures have been climbing all night long across interior New York and New England as a warm front has passed through the region. With a developing and increasing southerly breeze, readings are climbing through the 60s. At the same time, dew points are climbing as well, and there's a more humid feel to the air mass outside early on this Wednesday. We'll continue to see extensive cloud cover across the region, but showers for the meantime will be minimal for the first part of the day. And with some breaks in the cloud cover and bright spots, perhaps even some sunshine, temperatures will continue to surge, pushing into the upper 70s to around 80 for afternoon highs. With increased humidity, the instability in the air will go up for the second half of the day, out ahead of a cold front which will approach from the west by late afternoon and into the evening hours. Accompanying this cold front will be wind energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and this will enhance shower and thunderstorm development for the second part of the day, lasting into the early part of the evening. Some of the thunderstorms that do develop will produce strong gusty winds, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning, and there is the chance at a few rotating storms as well as we get into the second part of the day. So, an active weather day ahead, a warm and humid one as well, with an increasing southerly wind at times gusting over 30 miles per hour. After the front passes by tonight, we'll start a drying trend, and the showers and thunderstorms will move off the New England coast late tonight as temperatures drop back into the 50s. This will set us up for a drier but cooler day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid to upper 60s. It looks like high pressure will dominate Friday and into the weekend with only weak disturbances passing by, so we'll go with mainly dry weather and partly sunny skies with highs near 70 on Friday, in the mid-60s on Saturday and Sunday. That high pressure center should hold on into the early part of next week into Monday, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70 under a mix of sun and clouds before the next front brings a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough centered over the central United States will make its way slowly eastward over the next couple of days. As it does, it'll push a strong cold front south and east. Moisture will stream in ahead of the front, leading to widespread rain and thunderstorms from the southern Rockies into the northeast. The highest threat for flash flooding will be in the Tennessee Valley and southern Appalachians through tonight, where flood watches and warnings have been issued. Another front is forecast to drop southeastward into the north central United States by tomorrow. This will help produce rain showers in the northern plains and into the upper Midwest, and snow showers are expected to mix in tomorrow in the northern high plains. Meanwhile, reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the circulation associated with a low pressure area centered about 100 miles south-southwest of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, has become a little better defined. However, the associated shower and thunderstorm activity remains disorganized, and the low has not yet developed into a tropical depression. Development appears unlikely today due to strong upper-level winds while the system moves to the north-northeast near the east coast of the United States. Regardless, the system is expected to bring showers and thunderstorms across portions of eastern South Carolina and eastern North Carolina through the day today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees, with the west wind at 44, gusting to 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 5 miles visibility in fog, 68 degrees, the dew point 65, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston mostly cloudy, windy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the mid 70s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms and highs around 70. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 63 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 57, that's 1 degree below normal. 1.06 inches of rain yesterday in Albany, for the month now 4.73 inches, that's 2.02 inches above normal, and 30.99 inches for the year, which is 2.13 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today 68 degrees, the average low 47. the record high 90 set in 2017 and the record low 29 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening 6:45 p.m., 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms ending this evening, drying out tonight, lows near 50 for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs around 80. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms ending this evening, drying out overnight tonight, lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs around 80. Scattered showers and storms ending this evening, then drying out overnight tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a bit cooler, mid to upper 60s. Partly sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mid-60s to around 70. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s Monday, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.